And I just don't see where there's room for Silva. I really caution if they've got $6 or $7 million to spend, it should be on somebody who can hit.
Any chance whatsoever that Silva could qualify as a type B free agent?
That's possible. You based on like any pitch and production is very true. I don't know what the formula is used. It's like a lot of sports bureau.
Well, they use last year's stats, I know, and this year, and we know how bad he was last year, but he's been okay this year.
Yeah, he has. You know, he has, and it's funny because I think everybody wrote him off in spring training after he just looked awful, absolutely brutal. He came out, you know, throwing strikes and being rather functional. I have to give the guy credit because he took a lot of heat in spring training. I know it was getting to him, but he persevered, and he's carved out a halfway decent season.
All right, this isn't exactly a Twins question, but my blog readers would be upset at me if I didn't ask this. How have you enjoyed, or have you enjoyed, your blog at the Star Tribune, and has doing it, or getting feedback for doing it, changed the way you approach things at all?
No, I think the one thing that Joe Christensen and I have embraced, Aaron, is the immediacy factor of how we can get news into the newspaper as quick as possible using the blog. I think, you know, posting the lineups every day has created a lot of conversation and the talking point that has kind of carried on in the games. And I think, like, every little thing we find out, injuries or signings or trade rumors, whatever, we've been able to get on the blogs. And I think it's really served as a tool. We left all the other different kinds of baseball blogs out there to kind of stick to their own niche. But I think Joe and I have come up with our own kind of approach to this, and I think it's worked out pretty well. Because I don't know how many beat writers actually enjoy blogging. I've talked to a few that really aren't happy to do it. Joe and I, think when we first started doing it, we were kind of apprehensive, but it's kind of like crack. We started getting on a roll, and you kind of like doing it, you know?
Yeah, I'm a crackhead with the blogging for sure.
Good analogy, Lavelle. I like it. Okay, so if I read your blog anytime in the near future, might I ever see Joe Mauer batting first? I don't think he's a number three hitter, Lavelle. Ideally, I'd love to see him batting second, but I'd be okay if he batted leadoff.
Well, Doogie, I'm going to say this. The man did miss about a month of baseball because of the quad injury, and I figured this out last week. If he had played like 24 more games, he probably would have had RBI totals like in the 60s by now, which wouldn't have been as awful as they are now. I don't mind him batting second. Actually, Gardenhire one day, he put Maurer in second, two-hole Kansas City egg. I was in his office, and he joked about, well, the next step for this guy would be the leadoff hitter, leadoff spot if we can't get anything going. But I think eventually the guy's going to turn those doubles and other things into home runs. And I think the league has kind of made major adjustments to him, and it's on him now to try to make adjustments back because teams have swung over now. They're taking away the hits to left field. You know, he hits those line drives up the middle. And there's a shortstop standing there right by the second base bag. It's up to Mauer now to make the next step here and kind of go to the next level. It'll happen. You know, the guy's like 24. You know, when he's 27, he'll be a totally different hitter than he is now. And hopefully one that will have some power. You can't give up on that.
Lavelle Neal, the Star Tribune, our guest here on Twins Weekly. Give us an injury update on Kubel and Brian Buescher. And Silva.
I haven't heard anything about Kubel. He had an oblique strain yesterday. And historically, man, those things take a month to heal. So I think it's looking pretty bleak here. We may see the return of Lou Ford.
As
Kubel goes on the disabled list.
How about Garrett Jones? Why does it have to be Ford?
Garrett Jones really didn't impress too much. I know he didn't get a consistent run of the bats, and it's tough when you're trying to break in new players in a situation where you're trying to win games. You know, you just can't sit there and take the good with the bad. And Garrett came up and tried to show his power, but the same stuff happened up here, which happened in the minors, that when he does touch the ball, he hits it a long way, but he doesn't touch the ball enough. I mean, it took him like 500 at bats to get to like 20 or 22 homers in the minors, and that's alarming to me. A guy, if you're going to be a power hitting prospect, you need to be hitting for more power in the minors, and it just hasn't happened with him. See, who was the other injury guy you brought up? You brought up Buescher. Buescher had his abscess drained at a local hospital, but the thing is they don't want him to resume baseball activity for another week or so because you don't want him to start sweating and moving around and risk that leg getting reinfected. So they're going to be in a holding pattern with him. And as for Silva, I guess Silva's going to be okay. I guess he got on the bike right after the game yesterday and rode the bike for a while, and he said his calf felt pretty good. So I don't think that's going to be an issue either.
A couple final points for Lavelle Neal of the Star Tribune. Terry Ryan, he's on this station all the time. He was on a couple days after making the Luis Castillo deal, right. And he told us that Matt Tolbert will be up at some point. So Buescher goes on the DL the other day, and they call up Tommy Watkins. Why is Watkins up? Why isn't Tolbert up?
Well, I think that Terry explained it well because I was listening to that part of the interview. You know, Tommy's going to come to the bench and sit. He's not going to play. You know, he's there to keep the bench from flying up when the starters go out in the field right now. And I think that it would be a disservice to Tolbert to have him come up here and be treated the same way because Watkins is projected as being a utility guy. You know, and Tolbert is not. Tolbert's got a chance of being an everyday player who can hit every day. So I think they'll probably wait till late August. And the other thing, Doogie, I keep hearing that he still has to smooth out some rough edges in this game. And he got to that huge start, and I think he hit like 0.96 in June, and he's still trying to get stabilized after that. So yeah, he's still working on a couple of things. He's still a prospect. I guess he's one of those million-mile-an-hour guys that they're trying to get to slow the game down for, too, as well.
I'm guessing he'll be a September 1st call-up. Who else might be a September 1st call-up? Might Denard Span come up sometime in September?
I wouldn't be surprised. I would expect to see Span. I expect to see the catcher, Jose Morales, who's hitting very well for Rochester right now. The thing about Morales is that his defense is really strong. He has a tough time. Balls in the dirt, they're like off the plate. He has a tendency of just waving at him instead of like moving his feet and his body in front of him to block. They're concerned about that. In fact, I talked to Terry Steinbach in spring training about Morales. He thinks Morales has a chance of being a decent defensive catcher, but he's really raw, still needs work. So that's a work of progress because he was a middle infielder when he got into the organization. Once Perkins gets healthy, I would expect to see Glenn Perkins, maybe Nick Blackburn. Who else at Rochester was worth a look? You know, Lou Ford will probably be back. A couple other pitchers are, maybe Bobby Correcki or somebody like that. They'll probably have a couple pitchers, but I mean, there's nobody to get excited about. I think the work that this team needs to do in order to put itself in a position to win next year is going to have to be done during the offseason, trying to get one quality hitter to get in this lineup here to help out this void they had at third and left and DH. And then the other question is Torrey. If they don't bring Torrey back, they really got to find an offensive player and a center fielder. I don't know if Span is ready to do that.
Is there any buzz behind the scenes on the Torrey Hunter front?
My guess is, I'm getting indications that they're going to offer him a contract after the season's over. And, you know, it's later than what Torrey would like, but, you know, it's a calculated strategy by the Twins because they can offer him a contract. He can say, no, you waited too long. I'm going to go test free agent market. And they can say, well, we tried to sign him. You know, so that covers them from taking the big PR hit that they're worried about taking if Torrey leaves. So, but they're going to try, and I think it's going to be a decent deal, and we'll just see how Torrey feels about it.
One final point for Lavelle Neal. Johan Santana starts tomorrow night. It's the first of three at Safeco Field against Seattle. I saw you writing the other day about his fingernail problems. Is that okay? And just tell us about the fingernail issue he's had.
Man, he's had fingernail and like mini blister issues over the last 2 or 3 years, and he's kind of just pitched through it. And I guess 2 weeks ago it was really gross to the point where Rick Anderson asked Johan to blow off a between starts bullpen session, but Johan said, no, I got to get my work in. And he pitched fairly well against Kansas City with it, and I think he's learned how to adjust to it. And I think it usually happens when he throws that slider. He kind of spins that middle finger, and apparently the ball kind of bites into that nail a little bit, and it has a tendency to take a sliver off, and it gets ugly. But he's dealt with it before. I expect him to deal with it now.
Have fun watching that soccer match between the Galaxy and Revolution. I'm sure you'll see more offense than what the Twins have been doing of late.
Well, we got baseball. We got preseason football, too. So we got options to watch and to look at here today, sir.
Thank you, Lavelle. I'll see you maybe tomorrow here at the station.
Bye, Doogie. Goodbye, Aaron.